Bravo Fox Pop, leveling 160.
Tower to Vancouver 337.
337 for Bravo Fox Pop.
Okay, 3000, let's turn 110.
Roger that. We've got two guys talking, podcast network ready for takeoff.
Over to Vancouver
2070, Canadian 986. And do you want us to go direct right now or just on that heading?
Roger that, two guys talking. You are good to go.
It is good to look ahead, to learn new things, new ways of doing things. But sometimes there is wisdom to be found in the old ways. A favorite of mine, for example, is an old African proverb. In Africa, when the sun comes up, the antelope wakes. It knows that if it does not run faster than the lion, it will die. In Africa, when the sun comes up, the lion wakes. It knows if it does not run faster than the antelope, it will starve. It doesn't really matter if you are a lion or an antelope. When the sun comes up, you'd best be running. From our Native American friends comes a favorite story of mine called The Scorpion and the Frog. The scorpion and the frog are known to be deadly enemies. One day the two of them met on a riverbank in the sun. The scorpion was unable to swim and approached the frog with a request for the frog to take him over the river on his back. The frog didn't think that was a very good idea until he thought it through, and obviously if the scorpion chose to sting him while they were in the water, they would both drown. So the frog decided that it was a safe bet. So he invited the scorpion to climb on his back, and the two of them began to cross the river. About halfway across the river, the frog felt a stinging sensation in his right shoulder. And pretty soon, his legs started going numb, and he was having a difficult time staying afloat. He turned his head and looked at the scorpion and said, "Did you just sting me?" The scorpion said, "Yes, I did." The frog replied, "Don't you realize that we will both now drown?" The scorpion said, "Yes, I do." And the frog said, "Then why did you sting me?" And the scorpion replied simply, "Because it's my nature." Fast forward to the early days of the settlement of the Appalachian Mountains. A pig and a chicken were walking down a dusty road one morning early, and they saw some smoke coming out of a chimney, one of the tar paper shacks up in the hills. And the chicken turned to his friend the pig and said, "Why don't we stop and give those poor folks ham and egg breakfast?" The pig reviewed this for a moment and said, "Well, my friend, that's very easy for you to say. It's a simple donation. But for me, it represents a total commitment." Sometimes it's good to take a minute now and then to look back in time. It can actually help you leap forward.
Hello.